Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In this part of the Holy Gospel, we're reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. And in this part of the Gospel, Jesus is speaking clearly about the sacrament of the Eucharist, his real presence. The gift he's going to give to the world to save us from death is the sacrament of the Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven," and that the bread that he will give for the life of the world is his flesh. I know a man who was baptized Catholic and confirmed Catholic, and then shortly after that, he left the Catholic Church and became Protestant. And he went to Protestant Bible school, and there they studied the scriptures up one side and down the other, which is a very good thing to do, by the way. Catholics should know the scriptures up one side and down the other. It is our book. And he later became a Protestant minister, but he told us that later in his life he became Catholic again. He went back to the church. And he's told us that when he was in Protestant Bible school, they would preach upon everything in the New Testament, except they had this notion that they had to skip over John chapter 6, the Gospel of St. John chapter 6, because it was just too Eucharistic and too Catholic. Here we have a clear teaching from Jesus himself about his real presence in the Eucharist. At every Catholic Mass, a priest takes ordinary bread and ordinary wine, which is of themselves not worth really much, and says those words of consecration in the liturgy. "This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood." And that bread and that wine become the real presence of Jesus. It's a great gift. There we have his body, his blood, his soul, and divinity, the real presence of Christ. This is a tremendous gift. It's a miracle that happens right now at Holy Mass, and it's also a great mystery. Now, it's interesting that in the passage of the Gospel that I read to you, Jesus relates the Eucharist to the manna in the wilderness that our ancestors ate. As you know, the Israelites were freed from Egypt, that place of slavery, that place where they could not worship God, and they were under the leadership of Moses. And God had worked miracles in their midst, and what do? They complain. They complain, complain, and complain. Moses is like head of the complaint department. And they complained so much that they would rather go back to Egypt where they could have no relationship to God so that they can overcome the source of their complaint. Have you ever met someone who complained all the time? Every time you meet them or talk to them, they're complaining about this and about that. Well, someone who complains all the time is not thankful, for the gifts that God has given to him or to her. Think about these Israelites. God had worked tremendous miracles in their midst. He had made clear to them that he was their father and that he loved them. And he liberated them and protected them, worked all these wonders in their life, and all they can do now is complain. Well, they complain that they don't have enough food to eat, so Moses intercedes and God gives them this gift, which is called manna. And they eat this manna for many decades. Now, in the Hebrew language, the word manna means, "What is this?" They see this mysterious food on the ground, and they look to one another and say, "What is this? What is this? Manna, 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 what is this?" And they're amazed at this gift. But this gift is only going to feed them for a short time. Jesus says they ate this manna, but they died. It did not give them eternal life. Well, we need to have a greater sense of amazement and wonder at the Eucharist. They had amazement and wonder at this manna that would only feed their bodies. But we have something that's going to feed our soul, and that's the true presence of Jesus. we need to approach the Eucharist with a sense of amazement and a sense of wonder. You know, there are so many things in creation that amaze us, so many things that are wonderful in our eyes. But you know, the greatest wonder in this world is the Eucharist, the real presence of the Son of God. And His presence is so small, and it's His way of manifesting His humility so that we will not be afraid to approach Him. The Eucharist is an amazing gift. St. John Paul the Great, in his last encyclical, Ecclesia de Eucharistia, which is something that you should read, says that we need to recover a sense of Eucharistic amazement. Jesus is really there, and in the Eucharist He touches our lives. Now in the Old Testament there's a book called the Book of Kings, and it talks about the prophet Elijah. And Elijah had endured a whole lot of suffering in his life. And he gets to this point where he feels that life is no good anymore. He feels like of his own, he's got nothing. He's empty, his life is finished. He's actually longing for death. He sits beneath a tree and he wants to die. He feels like his life is over. And what happens is God provides a gift for prophet Elijah. And Elijah accepts that gift. And when he accepts that gift, he's enabled to go on. But not only just to go on for the sake of going on, but he's able to fulfill God's plan in his life. Now, God has a plan for every one of us, and the goal of our lives ultimately is to do God's will. Now, sometimes in our lives we can get to the point where we're like that prophet Elijah, where we feel empty, where we feel lost, or we feel like the bottom has fallen out. We feel perhaps worthless in our lives. We can feel that we're incapable of doing what we need to do, or incapable of being what others need us to be. And we get to this point where we either just complain and complain, or we despair. Well, the answer, if you're in such a situation like that right now, if you're in a situation where you feel that everything is a failure, life makes no sense and has no value anymore, the answer is to accept the gifts that God has for you, and ultimately to accept that greatest gift that He has, which is the Eucharist. If Elijah did not accept that gift, he could not fulfill God's plan in his life. It's the same with us. If we don't accept that gift, then we're going to miss out on something truly important. In the Eucharist, we receive a real spiritual strength that comes from the Lord Jesus Himself, and He makes us new. Years ago, I was at a moment in my life that seemed like a great crisis, at least back then it did. I had no idea which way to go, and there were many challenges surrounding me, and I felt kind of like that prophet Elijah. I felt like, you know, things are no good, and everything's falling apart, the bottom has fallen out, and what value does my life have? And I had this feeling in my heart that I just wanted to run away from everything and everyone who knew me and just disappear. Which, you know, that's really not thinking according to wisdom. But you can get to that point when you feel surrounded by all kinds of darkness. Well, I called up a friend of mine and told them what was going on, and this friend of mine was not a practicing Catholic. He knew I was a Catholic, but he didn't seem to care too much for the Catholic religion at that time, and he said to me, I think you need to talk to Jesus first. And I was like, whoa, this man doesn't seem to have any regard for Christianity, and he's telling me to talk to Jesus first. So I listened to him, and I went to a church, and I went to before the tabernacle, because I knew Jesus was present in the Eucharist, though I didn't understand that teaching. And I knelt down before the tabernacle, and I poured out my heart before the Lord Jesus. And what I decided to do in that moment was decisive. As I look back many years later upon this moment, that was a decisive moment in my life, because I wanted to solve all of the problems going on around me, or I wanted to just run away from them. But when I went to the tabernacle, when I knelt before Jesus in the Eucharist in the Catholic Church, what happened was I realized that my priority right now is not to solve all these problems, is not to deal with this situation. My priority is to be devoted to Jesus Christ. My priority is to accept wholeheartedly the gift He gives me in the Eucharist. So what I did from that moment on is I made that my mission. My number one mission is to accept this gift of the Eucharist. So I started to go to daily Mass, and I went to Eucharistic Adoration almost every day, prayed the Rosary. I started reading the Scriptures up one side and down the other. And what I did is I put myself on this track of my purpose now is to follow Christ. Even though I want to say to God, what is this? There's suffering in my life. But what happened over time is I became aware more and more that the greatest thing happening in my life at that moment, and even now for all of us, is not the problems around us or within us. It's redemption. It's the grace of Christ coming to us in His loving presence in the Eucharist. And I was able to rise above all those difficulties. Now, the difficulties were not defeated, but the grace of Christ lifted me above them, that they no longer really mattered. And looking back at it from the vantage point of today, I can see the grace of Christ that had worked through me simply because I had accepted the gift He gave me. Now, the Eucharist is the greatest gift that our Father would give us. You may have a problem in your life. You may be at the end of your rope, as they say. Your mission is to renew your devotion to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. That's most important. We need to allow Christ to feed us. Sometimes we don't want to do that. Sometimes we want to say, Christ, stay away. I got to deal with these situations myself, even though we know we're inadequate. Well, Christ is everything. He's the conqueror. He's the Lamb who is standing, who was slain, and yet is alive in the resurrection in the kingdom of heaven. In the liturgy of the Church throughout the year, we have many times where we give special honor to the Eucharist, such as Corpus Christi Thursday or Eucharistic processions, Holy Thursday, and things like that. It's the Church's way of reminding us of this great gift. Sometimes we can become too casual or too indifferent to this great gift, the awesomeness of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. And so, brothers and sisters, as we hear from this part of the Gospel, St. John chapter 6, Jesus is preaching about the sacrament of His Eucharist. Let us remember to accept this gift of Jesus, to have a sense of wonder and amazement at the new manna, that we say, what is this? This awesome gift, the new manna which will bring us to life eternal. May we accept this gift, be amazed at this gift, and understand that this gift is from Christ, and it's for us because He loves us. God bless you.